Robert, as far as home debuts go, that wasn't too bad, was it?
Yeah, no, it was a good debut, obviously, to come on and set up the winning goal, but it wasn't about me to get the win and grind out the result. It was very positive.
Tell us about the goal. Your work down the left-hand side and a nice poacher's finish.
Yeah, I just tried to beat the man, which I did, and then just dink it over, and it sort of took a deflection, hit the bar, I think, and then Wilco just tapped it in nicely.
You're obviously sort of fairly new to the club, signed on loan on a month's loan from Stevenage last week. What are your initial impressions?
Yeah, very good. Impressive. The lads have made me feel very welcome as well, so I'm enjoying my time.
Certainly today as well. They're a hard working bunch, aren't they? They've really ground out the win this afternoon.
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't pretty to watch, but we ground out the result, and at the end of the day, that's what matters, the result, and we got the 3 points.
I mean, you've come off the bench the first couple of games. You haven't played in a while because of injury. I mean, what's your sort of current status in that regard?
Well, obviously, I've been out for about 10 months, so I can't push myself too far and get little niggles, so I'm just taking each game and just come on and hopefully make an impact, yeah.
And how did the loan come about?
I found out Monday night and joined the boys Tuesday for the Crawley game, so I found out very late, and I was delighted that Dean came in for me, and I'm delighted to be here.
Is Dean Holdsworth a manager you've sort of dealt with before, or had contact with before? Or
Yeah, I've spoke to him in the past, and I've always got on with the gaffer, and as soon as I found out it could come about that I could come to Aldershot, I jumped at the chance.
Last season, of course, you secured promotion from League 2 with Stevenage. Obviously, early days, you haven't been at the club a week yet, but can you see comparisons between that team and this one?
Yeah, definitely. Both teams are very hard work and they want to work for each other, and that's the main thing. That's what gets your results. If you all stick together and through the bad times and the good times and all come together, then you're going to get them positive results at the end of the day. Like today, we had to grind it out, and we've done that.
And obviously, sort of Stevenage, sort of well renowned for their home form over the last couple of years. That's 5 home wins in a row now for Aldershot Town. It is so important to keep the momentum in front of your home fans.
Yeah, your home form is very important. That's what gets you up the table, and you keep picking up 3 points at home, you soon see yourself rise up the table and make an impact.
Big game on Tuesday night away at Southend United, though. They're currently third.
Yeah, Southend, obviously, again, a very, very hard-working team under Paul Sturrock, and we're going to have to go there and grind out another result, maybe.
It's at the stage of the season where games are coming thick and fast, and I'm sure Dean Holdsworth will be sort of using all of his squad over the course of the next few weeks.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what is in the gaffer's plans, but yeah, I presume with the games coming thick and fast that everyone will get game time, and all the lads are ready to play, and it's a good bunch.
And I suppose for yourself it's a chance to sort of impress for the rest of the season and next season as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Every game you play you want to make an impact, but firstly, obviously, I put the team first and get the results, and that's what I want.